You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Maya Angelou once said, if you don't know where you've come from, you don't know where you're going, which makes sense. And looking to pursue climate change, it can be so easy to go down rabbit holes and really miss the bigger picture. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency published Ireland's first ever climate change assessment report last week, and it examines where Ireland has been and where we want to go. I caught up with one of the authors, Dr. Claire Noon, who gave me a breakdown of where we're at.
Climate change doesn't unfold kind of uniformly across the globe. So it has very important and very different regional differences, like the Arctic warms faster than the rest of the regions, and the Northern Hemisphere warms faster than the Southern Hemisphere. So this report will give us an idea of our vulnerabilities here in Ireland. Temperatures are now 1 degree higher than the early 20th century. So that's exactly in line with global temperatures as well. Globally, the recent decade was the warmest experienced in over 100,000 years. There has been an increase in heavy rainfall extremes here in Ireland. On average, the global is sort of like 7%. You get a 7% increase in rainfall for every degree Celsius that we go up. Okay, so it will continue to get higher the more we keep on going. And then recent studies have actually shown that we have a higher rate of sea level rise in Dublin and Cork than the global average.
Unsurprisingly, fossil fuels were the worst offender.
In terms of Ireland, our greenhouse gases did peak in 2001, and they've reduced in all sectors except agriculture at the moment. And Ireland is ranked kind of second highest in terms of the EU in terms of their overall greenhouse gas emissions on a per person basis. So I think at the moment we still import or use 86%. Of our energy system is fossil fuels. So that's the kind of where we're at. We really need to decarbonize all of our sectors, not just agriculture, but it's every sector really. Yeah, see, that's such a hopeful kind of a message to have. So climate change, it really is an intergenerational issue. It'll have consequences for generations to come. So if we do reach net zero by mid-century, so things like our extreme weather, like temperature and rainfall and flooding, they can actually stabilize within years. However, the other aspect of that is that sea level rise is irreversible in our lifetime and will continue for thousands of years to come. So that's why it's really important to focus on that every action that we take now matters, and it protects not just us, ourselves, from the extreme weather events that are happening, but also it can protect others for generations to come against sea level rise, which, you know, we're an island nation. Most of our big cities are on the coast. So this is so important for us to think about this as an intergenerational issue.
And of course, Donegal is nearly completely coastal, so that emphasis again is really felt here. Now, Dr. Noon also left us with these words of wisdom and, hopefully, inspiration.
Yeah, I think sometimes I think in terms of actions that you can personally take yourself, some of the most important ones are actually just to use your voice to look for change in your local community, in your job or in your school, that kind of thing. Make sure you use your vote to support politicians who can support local action and who are kind of, you know, climate action focused. You can green your money, look at where your pension is invested. And then, you know, lastly as well, just be kind of mindful of your personal impact on the planet. Maybe buy a little bit less, be more energy efficient at home. And of course, try and use public transport or walk and cycle. And all of those things are really good for your pocket. They're really good for your health and they're really good for the climate and air quality. And they're all kind of win-wins, really.
There were two things that really stuck out in my mind on the climate change assessment report. The first one was that Irish people emit more greenhouse gases per person than the EU average. And the second was the decisions taken in this decade to cut emissions and reduce the impact of global warming will be felt for generations to come. Those really, really, they just stuck in my mind and they had a real weight to them. So hopefully you can go forth and feel inspired. You can read up the report on our website. It's on highlandradio.com and a link will also be on ourstoprotect.ie along with some tips. And if it's your first time listening into this segment, we have loads of past episodes for your perusal. They'll also be on our website, highlandradio.com. Big thanks to Dr. Claire Noon for taking the time out of her busy schedule to speak to me. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one. You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.